Well, and that great version of Southern Man is by Chris Pierce. A new Neil Young tribute album is coming out. Very exciting. The songs of Neil Young. Chris Pierce on the radio. Chris Pierce on the phone with me right now. He's going to be at Cafe Lena on August 3rd. Chris, what can you tell me about that version of that song?
The recording was early morning, 9 a.m. I was getting ready to catch a flight from L.A. to Nashville to do some work there. This incredible cast of folks were in the studio, and we talked it over and went in and pressed record. And what you hear is, I think it's either the first take or the second take. We only did two takes. So what you're hearing is the raw version of what happened, exactly as it happened in the studio in the moment. To me, it really means a lot to be able to sing that song and sing those lyrics in such a complex time in our country.
We're talking with Chris Pierce. Chris, talking about the version of Southern Man that he did on this new Neil Young tribute they're doing to benefit the Bridge School. I guess one of the questions I would have for you real quick, the pace that you took that song at surprised me. I'm not sure why, but it sort of seemed like, you know, it's a song that just chugs along, and you kind of drew it back a bit.
I think for me, I really wanted my interpretation of the lyrics, I want there to be space inside and outside the lyrics. So I really wanted to give the listener a chance to really take in the line that they had just heard before I go to the next line, because there's some really, really heavy and thought-provoking lyrics. So that was really important to me. I said, you know, maybe folks can listen to this in a different way. When you do a cover song, it's especially somebody, you know, covered from somebody is a rock god like Neil Young. It's like, you know, you have to, for me, I have to pay respect to what was originally intended and also put my own voice into it. And I felt like that was the way that my voice could be heard in paying respect to the original song.
Chris Pierce, his latest album is called Let All Who Will. That's been a couple of years now. He's going to be heading to our area August 3rd. He'll be at Cafe Lena. Now that we know that it's been a couple of years since your last record, Chris, and even though you've got this new Neil Young song out there, is there anything else coming?
Thank you for asking. There absolutely is. I just got out of the studio with an incredible group of folks. We recorded, I think, 12 songs, and we did it in the same way as what you heard Southern Man. We did it all live in studio. And it has this incredible group of folks: Stella Mosgawa on drums, Reggie Hamilton on bass, Gabe Witcher on fiddle, Dave Palmer on piano, Doug Pettibone on guitars, and Phil Parla piano on harpsichord. And it's also got some really fun, special guests that I can't announce yet, but it's going to be really cool. Some folks that might surprise you are guesting with me on the album. We're going to mix it in August, and there might be a single before the end of the year, but the plan is early spring for a full album release.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait. That's going to be great. Good to hear that. And then you're coming to Cafe Lena August 3rd. This is going to be a fun show.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to try out some of the new songs at Cafe Lena. I'll probably do, I don't know, 4 or 5 from the new album, as well as some songs from Let All Who Will and some songs from American Silence. And I'll maybe even dig way back into my catalog songs over the past, you know, couple decades and drop a couple of those in. And I just love Cafe Lena. I love how intimate it is. I love the history, being there and feeling that. I always have a great time there, and I feel like the audiences are always just really willing to take the songs in there, which is what we all want as songwriters.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to August 3rd.
You went on tour with Neil for a bit. Now, I understand after the Cafe Lena show, you're going to be going on tour with another friend of yours, Steve Earle.
Yeah. Steve and I connected. Actually, it was pretty ironic. After I recorded Southern Man, I was actually going to Nashville to do a taping where they have a few different acts, and Steve Earle was one of them, and that's where we first connected. Since then, we've become great friends, and we've done a lot of shows together, and he's invited me to do some shows with him around my hometown and here in L.A. So I'm doing a short run with him, really looking forward to it, and then I'm heading back to New York early September to do a show at Cafe Wa in the city, as well as the CT Folk Fest.
We're talking with Chris Pierce on the phone, and he's going to be at Cafe Lena August 3rd. You don't want to miss this show. Chris, before I let you go, earlier this year, a few things dusted up down at the Kennedy Center. You ended up playing there, even though lots of other artists decided to cancel. What's up with that?
Well, I got the call to play the Kennedy Center about 6 months before folks were really talking about, before it really hit the news.
That's a big honor, right?
It is, and it would have been my second time playing, and so I accepted the invitation, signed the contract, and then there was a lot of news around the Kennedy Center early this year, as you mentioned. And for me, I decided to keep my obligation, and I feel like there are many different ways of protest, and one of those is showing up and singing loudly and being there, and that's what I decided to do. So I showed up. I did a 12-song protest set that I'm very proud of. It was a packed house. Rolling Stone did an article right before I went. I got to talk to them about why I was going, and I've received a lot of support, and I did receive some backlash about it. And I think in the end, I hope that folks understand what I said at the beginning, that there are different ways of protest. I did it for myself and for my parents, who were interracial couple, and for all the freedom fighters and all those folks whose shoulders I stand on, who showed up at places where they weren't necessarily comfortable and spoke out and sang out. And that was my intention. And I'm really, really glad that I did.
You mentioned where folks did stuff like that, where they weren't necessarily welcomed. I'm imagining you were welcomed, but were you also well supported when you went out on stage? And because you did your songs, and your songs, you definitely you put some words out there, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I sing some provocative lyrics, and I also sing, I attempt to sing lyrics that make you think and that are inclusive in that thinking and in those observations. So it was very well received. You know, it was a message of resilience and empowerment, and it was really something to remind folks who have been oppressed to never give up the fight. And that's what that set was.
It actually sounds like that concert that you performed there at the Kennedy Center in March probably inspired you to step out even harder.
That's right. That's right. And it reminded me of the power of the spirit. You know, if our intention is pure and inclusive, I feel like we can accomplish anything.
Talking with Chris Pierce, his latest album called Let All Who Will. He's promised us a new record real soon. He's coming to Cafe Lena August 3rd, and we can't wait. Chris, thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, thank you very much. I hope you all have a great rest of the day, and really appreciate you shining your light on the music.
Speaking of shining a light on music, one of my favorite songs of yours is this song, Tulsa Town.
Yeah, I wrote this song, Tulsa Town, with my friend Mark Malone, and it's from the perspective of a man who was being hung during the Tulsa Race Massacre over 100 years ago. And this was something that wasn't investigated for over 70 years, and it was one of the most violent domestic hate crimes in our history. This song is from the perspective, his perspective, and I think importantly, it's from his perspective in a way that he's showing empathy towards the people that are doing this to him. And he just is really wondering why they're filled with so much hate and why they're doing this. And it asks a lot of questions that I think are important and paints a picture that hopefully can reach other hearts. And I hope that people will read more about the Tulsa Race Massacre after they hear this song.
For more great songs like this and the power of Chris Pierce, don't miss them. August 3rd, Cafe Lena. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.